Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I'm back again with another wonderful guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We have Joan Marshall, who is a registered massage therapist, Reiki master, teacher, clinical director at the Heart and Soul Massage Therapy Healing Arts Center, and that is in Ontario, Vaughan. And without further ado, let's bring her out. Joan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful, sunny fall day here up in Vaughan, Ontario, so can't complain about that.
Awesome. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Sure. Well, I'm a registered massage therapist for 21 years, and I love helping people, and I think even more now with COVID, people are really needing and wanting our services. I'm also a Reiki master. I have three Reiki masteries, Yusui, Angelic, and Shamanic. I'm an embodiment coach, creativity and consciousness coach, bioenergetic therapist, and also a musician. That just tells a little bit about me.
Awesome. And what made you pursue this profession? Have you always been passionate regarding, you know, helping others and connecting with them, or is it something you kind of grown into?
Interesting. Yes. I think it's something that I grew into, but, you know, being a creative, tactile person, to begin with, like as a musician, I worked in the corporate field for many years, and I just felt I wasn't satisfied. My soul felt like it was being sucked dry, so to speak. So I really wanted to do something that was going to make a difference in people's lives, and also, you know, use my tactile skills as well in order to help people. So I felt like I was on the right path getting into registered massage therapy.
And do you think that music has helped you connect with people on different platforms?
Absolutely. Music is also very healing. We actually do some sacred and sound workshops as well to help people, you know, to in communities to increase their sense of community, and also feeling, because when people sing together, it helps to heal the world, but it also helps to heal yourself with the throat chakra. We work a lot with the chakra system and that as well. So yes, absolutely. Music is very healing.
Okay. And now more than ever, what do you notice a lot more people coming to you for? You said earlier that people are now coming to you more often now than ever before, but what are they coming for?
Yes, a good question. So people want the massage. They want, you know, the physical touch. But I find that more people are asking for, you know, healing on a deeper level, so to speak. So, you know, using the breathing and meditation and crystals we use. The breath work is just so integral to healing. We call breath the gateway to the soul. It actually, the breath lubricates the soul, if you will. So people are looking for something like a deeper form of healing, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well.
And what's on tap for you in the future? What would you like to accomplish in the future regarding the services that you provide?
Well, we do teach. We've been teaching Reiki workshops for the last 3 or 4 years. I have a wonderful teaching partner. And unfortunately, because of COVID, we've had to cancel the workshops. However, we want to, again, get people together, you know, communing together to do more of the hands-on healing. I find it really difficult to teach it online. So many people are doing online, you know, healings now, but really it's best that we can get together, and so you can feel and touch and sense, you know, what's going on in the body. You know, it's like, how can I do a massage when you're there and I'm here kind of thing? You know what I mean? It's impossible. So I honestly feel that Reiki should be provided one-on-one. So I'm waiting for the day that we can get together again, even in a small group, and to be able to do that.
Okay. And how can my audience, you know, get in touch with you regarding the services that you provide?
The best place to go is my website, which is heartsoul.ca. You can also email me or by text. A lot of my local clients, they text us, or even a phone call, an old-fashioned phone call. If people have questions, they can also call me directly.
Mm. And didn't you want to share a message with our audience?
Yes, I would love to share a little quote from one of my spiritual teachers, Adyashanti, and I'll just read it for you now. I call upon your silent and heartful presence, your numinous being, that which knows your completeness, your sufficiency, your innate and diamond clear true nature. There's a thread of presence that runs through all, through sickness and health, happiness and sorrow, success and defeat. That thread is what you hold to and weave all through your human self, for it's the pure light of consciousness being, ever shining and weaving its ways through the forest of all of your days. And that's from A Revolution of Being by Adyashanti.
Wow, that was truly beautiful.
I thought so. I wanted to share that with everyone.
No, thank you for having the conversation and sharing that piece. I think it sums up everything that you do. You know, you help others, you bring peace to others, and we're very honored to have you on our show.
I really appreciate you calling today, Arthur. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. And for everyone else, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Adopt US Kids presents